Welcome to another Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the first letter of Timothy, chapter 2, and where our practice today is in verses 1 through 4. First of all, then, I asked that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. We hate to forgive, so we hate to pray for others. We do detest prayer because we can't forgive another. If we harbor an ill feeling for someone, our prayer life will suffer, for we seek to please ourselves over finding forgiveness as the key to peace, passion, and persistence, of placing God first in everything you do. We hate to suffer, so we seek more and more and more until we wallow in our own ideologies, foregoing a Redeemer to live a life of self. I hate to say this, but my oldest daughter and son lives this life, a life of non-forgiveness. I'm praying they will change. We especially have to pray for those in authority. Our president, even though he's a lost cause, we must give him prayers of dignity, praying for a tranquil life that will see us past his stupidity. As Paul reminds us, this is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everything and everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. I want my family to know the truth of salvation, where we will spend life eternally in heaven or hell. Do you believe in heaven and a hell? If heaven's in your heart, then prayer is the first and last thing you do each and every day. If hell is where we will part, then selfish acts of lust are your goals, and every other creatures of reality are just byproducts of mankind, where you live in injustice of not wanting a neighbor to love you as you love yourself. Selfish. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Pray my daily prayer of forgiveness with me. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children. I mentioned my two oldest today, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for their souls of forgiveness, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Julian's doing great. Oliver and Elliot are suffering by the selfishness of unforgiveness. We pray for their souls. We pray for New Jersey Emmaus that was canceled yesterday. We will no longer be going to the Emmaus. We will go up to visit family. We pray for the team that's there for their next retreat in recruiting. Kairos 56 is coming up. Got training tonight. Looking forward to our prison ministry weekend in late October. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for as we do each day, Lord. And we pray for all of those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By his precious blood do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 4. Two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Everyone Offered Thanksgivings. Rehearse. Ask I first for petitions, prayers, and supplications purse. Everyone offered thanksgivings. Rehearse. Authority all kings to dignity, devotion, life tranquil, quiet, thirst. Pleasing and good to our Lord, our Savior, our God, we must implore. Saved everyone, he wills all on board. Truth and knowledge comes never to hoard. You got to share that truth, amen. I am Thomas Shirkreese Williams. It's September 18, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world. On universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. 7-Eleven is our mark. In Jesus' name, honoring our good friends John and Marie as we do each morning in a piece of prayer. Peace be with you and God bless you. In Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 God bless you.